Alright, this host of podcast, host on B Mitch, Wavy Trey. Today we got DJ Kush in the building today.
You already know.
Palm Beach Edition. But before we start, check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, IG, YouTube, like, comment, share, all that good shit.
Yes, indeed. So I feel like we're in shades. Like, we know we're in sunshine shade. We'll go ahead and do it like this. Yeah, but this today, what I want to know is, so we've all been frequently to strip clubs. We've been part of the vibe. You know, DJed at a bunch of the popping strip clubs down here.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, have you ever fell in love with a stripper?
Nigga, I was in Atlanta a couple days ago. I swear I did.
Just a couple days ago?
Nigga, I was just, yeah, what? I ain't
going to.
Fell in love with a stripper. You ever fell in love with a stripper? You don't frequent it though, so I don't know.
I did worse. I had two children by a stripper.
Oh. I mean, they stripper be setting the tone.
What you mean?
Yeah, for real.
I mean, you
bitches be blowing me.
I'm just saying, at the moment, you ain't getting pregnant by no reason. You feel me?
You got pregnant twice.
Huh?
You said you got two kids by? Yeah, twice.
Yeah, like it wasn't
the first
for no.
First chair always the mistake. The second one is like, all right, we could do it.
I mean, I say this all the time. I swear, like, I think a lot of strippers, they got the best personality. Like, they just cool. Like, they carefree.
They're fucking finessers.
Yeah, that too. And they look like they're unjudgmental. They might be judging you.
Because they're fantasy setters. They supposed to look and set this tone that you really can't see at home. Because
yeah. That's a fact, though. I agree.
You're not the same person. Not your name.
Not at all.
No, they're paid to paint this image for you that it's all the main.
But I can't, y'all not gonna, don't do me like that now, because I love them, but I do know the bullshit behind them, so don't do me like that, don't throw me under the bus, because I can tell you some shit.
But I was saying, are you able to see through the bullshit, though?
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah.
But now, before, I used to, couldn't deal with it, like, just started working in a strip club, like, I couldn't deal with girls being naked, and then I was working at a strip club where you couldn't take, like, they didn't let them take off the clothes. So when I started working in clubs where they started taking off clothes, it's all like this. How much I got paid? Soon I got off. I used to work at a club called Flavors in Pompano. Like, my money went back. Yes, but now it's like,
hey,
that's, it's over with.
Yeah, you used to that shit, but you young with it. That shit funny. But like, so since you got two just by, you feel me, one, like, what made you want the second one? Like, shit, so you saw through the bullshit, but clearly she was rocking with you too, or what?
That baby mama right there is like, she like flaws and all, but like she'll make some shit happen. Like, you know, it don't matter if she did it with her pussy.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
And with or without me, like, she gonna make that shit happen for her jets. And so, like, shit like that, like, girls who, like, know how to fight for them kids, that shit turn me on.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can have village help. Anybody can have, like, just got it.
Yeah, but when you, especially as a woman, everybody can't do it themselves.
They fucking can do it by themselves, but it's extremely hard, because think about it as a single father, like, just like think about babysitting somebody else's kids.
Yeah.
And you just there by your motherfucking self.
Yeah, right.
And you like, and you telling your sister or somebody you really care about, yeah, I watch your kids, sis. And them motherfuckers jits, you ain't never seen them like this before. They got wet and turned into gremlins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a fact.
Like, bitch, sit your ass down, Timmy.
That's a fact.
The thing I will say about strippers, they got a certain type of hustle to them. Like, by any means, they're going to figure it out. And everybody don't got that.
And not only that, you stripping all night, and you wake up and you tend to your kids.
That too, but like I said, I was in Atlanta a couple of days ago. Maybe yesterday. I was in Atlanta yesterday. But, man, I'm at a strip club, and some of these strippers got 2-3 jobs. Like, they strip at night, then they got a real Monday to Friday, 40 out, and doing some, like, good shit. Like, really, like, oh, bitch.
I know a traveling CNA, but she fighting and busting it open in the club.
Yeah.
And when I say fighting, beating others, you won't try her. But she when she leave that bitch, they say they suspend her.
Yeah. She got a job.
She clocking in the next day. Fuck this shit. And she's making probably a bigger check than she did.
Yeah. But that extra money is always important. But I met so many strippers. I like a lot of strippers. I ain't going to say all. But there's a lot of strippers who really, like, take that hustle seriously. And I'm glad I got you on here because, so, I be on social media and shit. So, it look like it be some strippers in Minnesota and shit, live in Atlanta, but like, why the fuck they always stripping in motherfucking Minnesota every weekend? Like, when down south is like the strip club capital, ain't it?
I don't think down south is, well, as in what, Atlanta?
Atlanta,
like Southern?
Atlanta's
the heart of the,
for sure,
for the strippers.
I'm saying, if I see some strippers living in Atlanta, you think they would.
But you also have another state that's right there with them. Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Houston. Or just say Texas.
Yeah.
But mostly Houston.
Houston.
Atlanta. Them two right there. And then you got,
Miami.
Yeah. But, South Florida, yeah.
But when you come to Southern, it's like them two states right there is more, like, how Southern like, can you get?
Yeah. But everywhere don't hit like them two spots. Like,
hell no.
There's 1,000 strip clubs in Atlanta.
You're right. And all the strip clubs in Atlanta ain't hitting the same, though.
Yeah.
If you doing your job, it's going to hit for you.
And everybody can't survive it everywhere.
And you know it's crazy. You can't even believe the hype because you hear all these songs with these rappers saying these the different shits, but then you go there, shit ain't all of that.
Some of them be all that. It depends on which one.
Follies.
Okay.
That wasn't all of that. Magic City was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I went to Magic City 2 different nights. And
different vibe each night.
Different vibe.
And that's
each
any
night.
Strip club. Like, I'm in Atlanta. First time, I'm like, oh, they been lit. Strokers. Second time, like, this ain't the same vibe.
Right. True. I mean,
it's like, that's anywhere, though. So, it's like, it hit a miss. But rappers are rapping shit in the song. Nigga, they rapping. This shit gonna be living over every night.
True.
But yeah, no, it ain't everywhere, not for everybody to survive at, though. Like, everybody got their own type of hustle and how they hustle within the strip club. So, certain spots coming from, ones coming from Minnesota trying to come down here, they might not survive in a lot of them spots because this is a different pace.
Not off rip, but every stripper, if they don't just work at one strip club, if they bounce around, they're going to learn how to adapt. They're going to have to because these dancers are fucking ruthless. They all come from different atmospheres.
Big
and motherfuckers
fat.
Got bills, kids, and they stripping and they selling pussy. And they're going to beat your ass and try to kill you by that money. So you have to adapt.
You have to
learn how to, like, fend for yourself, but in a way where you're not being aggressive. Because, bitch, you could get suspended. You can get kicked out.
Yeah, I know bitch be getting suspended.
So you
got
to learn
sometimes.
How to, like, make a bitch swing at you first and whoop their ass.
Mm-hmm.
And still be like, look, she swung at me first. You feel me?
Yeah.
That way you don't get suspended.
Right.
That way you get to come back and you got you one.
I got a question, because you like, shit, some of them be selling pussy. Like, you really work at a strip club. Like, you really be in that bit, like, for years type shit. What do you think, like, percentage-wise, how many really be selling pussy in a strip club?
Percentage-wise?
Yeah.
Let me answer before him. To me, if they strip, I mean, they got a number. I mean, they all of them will.
I agree.
It's just a matter of what you coming with.
Like, you paying to be naked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that means you got a number. Eventually, you will. Just what's your number?
I agree, but a lot of females, who they be pump faking like they don't. So,
they
I like...
Not. They might not just... Somebody might not approach them with that number, but they fucking for some cash at some point.
I agree.
True.
But you see it more than 9. You feel me?
Yeah. I'm going with 89%.
That's
89% selling that pussy. It's only a very few of them that ain't. And because you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, you thought about, fuck it, I'm finna just not get a 9-to-5 and just go work all night in a club butt naked with strangers. Like, bro, it's a whole bunch of red flags before you walk through that front door.
Yeah, 100%.
To thinking about doing that.
100%.
Like, you walking through a whole butt. At the end of the day, who am I to judge what a bitch is going through to want to go through those limits? Like, bitch, that might be her last option.
Mm-hmm.
That's her last motherfucking option. So who am I to judge her trying to fend for whatever situation, like going through the works? But I done met females taking care of their family, and they the youngest. Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Clean background. Mm-hmm. But because the money is faster, she's ruining her life because she's drinking, she's smoking, she's meeting niggas.
Let me ask you this, though. So why do y'all think, like, so it'd be some ones with, like, some good daytime jobs still, you know, dancing at night. Why do y'all think they do both, like, consistently?
There's so many reasons and factors to me.
First of all, if you're doing it, if you live in Florida, that's one reason.
Oh, yeah, fair, yeah. Everything. And now Atlanta, everything in Atlanta high, too. Hmm. No, yes.
My homeboy got like a 4-bedroom for $1,300.
He bought it. How long ago did he buy it?
Building his houses. Right,
that's
now.
Different. Building is different. Well, like right now, gentrification is real. Like it, you go on Gresham and shit. It's a house that was $200,000 little bullshit, and now they selling homes for $800,000.
Well, I can't really argue like that because I haven't looked at the market. No.
Yeah, I be there. Atlanta, you know, like that. I be there a lot, so I see it.
Right. So I can't even argue with that. But I just know by just hearing people. But you bitches lie, motherfuckers lie.
No. It's
no, but a lot of stuff was cheap for a very long time.
After COVID, nigga, that shit jumped out the roof. It really jumped.
You gotta make back some money.
Yeah,
but you also gotta understand, like, bro, look at the market. Like, these motherfuckers got money. Yeah. They looking at us and they pocket watching.
Dude, that's a fact.
Like, come on, bro.
But to go back at it, I think the reason is it's like, yeah, they got good corporate jobs and shit. Cause I met one that I'm gonna hit you up cause you could help me with some shit or whatever. But like, stripping is fast money. You know what you're doing, whatever. So when you get fast money, nigga, you would live a fast life. So your expense is gets more up there. You got to pay more bills and shit. So like.
I'm upgrading your wigs.
Exactly. So I got to strip to get the fat money just to keep up with that shit. You feel me? Exactly. And I can't. Now you want to live lavish. This is how you going to do it. You got a good career. Like, you feel me? Everything. But you got to strip to be really up there and, like, not have to worry about it. Like, money come, money go. That what it is.
Right.
I can't knock them. Like, you a hustler. I can't knock it. It's just, like, it's a lot to go with it. Like, it's a lot to go with it. But I support you.
Let me show this though. So like my experience with the dancers I done had, you know, on my team, whatever, they weren't necessarily always like the freakiest bitches. Like sometimes you know, when you're younger, you're like, oh, this is your bitch, you're gonna be freaking them up. But that's not always the case. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Have y'all ever had one that like just opened y'all up sexually, like, oh, this bitch is wild?
Yes.
Yeah, I have one or two.
Yes. And that then, was you know, they say, but when you're drunk, you tell the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like, about 2-3 shots of Casamigos, bitch might want to fuck on stage. Like, literally. Be that drunk. Be that lit.
I mean,
every girl that come by, she grabbing her ass. Trying to kiss in the mouth. Like, don't hold me horny.
Yeah.
That shit that be going on.
I don't know. Let me know if this sounds foul. Because, like, you are stripping on stage. What's the difference from fucking on stage in front of people? Is it a big difference?
I mean, yeah. They're hunching on stage. Fucking, they pulling stuff out, sticking it in.
Yeah.
I've been in strip club. Bitches eat each other on stage. You bitch with a bitch. That's fucking. At the end of the day.
A freak show. They have freak shows.
Yeah.
The whip cream down there.
Eating is a sexual act, so it's damn near safe.
It's
women.
Like borderline acceptable. But a bitch pulling out of his dick and fucking a bitch on stage.
What about a bitch putting out a strap on another bitch? Is that okay? That's acceptable?
I've never seen that happen.
Me either, but we asking. It ain't real dick.
Alright, so to me, I don't give a fuck what y'all do.
Yeah,
that
I think
lit.
Yeah, I think it's acceptable.
But you got people that just want, like, alright, so I think it's the more about people gonna take it and run with it and twist it up to make their own type of situation. Cause think about it, bro. Like, you recording this shit and you run and take it to your page and bitch, you get views and that shit blow up. Not Facebook trying to put a little money in your monetization.
but I mean, depending what you got going on. Like, it be some females who might be a rapper as well. That shit might, you feel me, have them go up.
Facts.
So it's, I don't think it's that bad, especially with a strap on. Yeah, especially with a strap on, I don't think it's going to go bad.
You too loud?
No.
I'm about to say. I was about to say fuck the police.
When you at like a nice hotel with a nighttime, they do what's called turn down service.
Yeah.
Get your bed set up. Put some slippers out for you. Put
the robe. Close your blind. Like, swear to God.
Get you ready for bedtime. So those
Do that here?
Yes.
So
the stuff they do in the morning, they kind of do a little.
They do it. That's to start your day.
Y'all boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all on to something now.
Let me ask y'all this though. So I mean, since we here like this, and we've all dealt with our deal of dancers. I mean, has there been a time when somebody cashed you out? Like she took care of you. So, I mean, they bring in a lot of money, and they like having somebody that's there for them. I mean, I know I've had my fair times where, like, she like, you know, as long as you do me right, you good.
Bruh, like, a lot of strippers like that.
I think most of them is low-key.
Like, but I have to literally have this situation, like, talk, a pep talk. Mm. Like, bro, I could make you this bread. Like, I'm him. Mm-hmm. Like, I can make niggas spend their whole pockets, calling them fuck, broke-ass niggas, all type of shit. Niggas gonna throw that check because they don't want to sit in the club and look crazy. But if I have to take that energy out of me to talk to niggas I don't know like that, and these are fighting words.
Yeah, that's,
bro, every time I say that, I take a shot. Because the first nigga that come over here try to say something to me, I'm slapping him. And her, because I'm trying to do it. Well, I'm slapping her if she don't tip me.
You doing all that. You're making more money. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. But like we put ourselves on the line just to make them make money. So it's like you have, like, if you don't got a relationship with a girl and she, like, she could liable to just clear it and run off on your bread like that all the time. But you got to have certain type of relationships with them because some of them not seasoned. Mm-hmm. Like,
especially don't understand even.
Yeah.
Like, if you haven't been working like in Miami, the other places we said, Houston, Atlanta, in the big top clubs where they actually enforce certain rules and shit like that, you're just dealing with unseasoned ass strippers that just know how to get naked, and you know
they don't know the finesse.
Right. They don't know how to finesse. They just, bitch. They the type, bitch, just get on stage and just get naked.
Because I look good and shit. Like, you ain't the only bitch that look good.
Don't even got no fucking dance moves.
Yeah.
Because, like, we got a pole that spins by itself. Like, you get on that bitch and just.
And it'll spin around.
It'll spin.
Yeah.
These hoes get on that bitch and act like they at a fair. And just be spinning. And I'm like, bruh, shake, deuce, like, spin up and down. Yeah. Do something, bro. They don't do shit, bro.
And then also, y'all go to the strip club, be like, okay, she look good, but like, she come talk to you, then they got a piss poor personality. Like, you gonna talk to me and expect a tip because your personality trash?
Them strippers never make money. Mm-hmm. They never make money because that's the biggest turnoff to a nigga in the strip club.
Yeah.
Because you know you're supposed to be selling
a fantasy.
A fantasy.
Yeah.
And bitch, you giving me sour.
Yeah,
you giving me a lemon.
But it's something that we done had like on our show where they be like, "You here at my job and you not trying to tip."
It's other strippers,
but I'm at work and you want me to have a conversation with you and you're not tipping nobody.
You're a stripper, customer service, bitch. They're like McDonald's, the customer.
That be them strippers' faults.
Exactly.
Because they would sit there and talk to these niggas for a long time, and I think after a certain, like me, I could look at a girl and tell. Before I say something to him, if I want to fuck with him, that's like just watching you. Like you don't just walk up to anything. Mm-hmm. You can walk up to some attractable shit. You walking up to the dude, you having a conversation off rip. You know if this man is not trying to spend money on you.
Yeah.
Just by the first
right away.
Few words, yeah, like by y'all conversation. Now you can sit there and have a whole talk about each other's life, but bitches, y'all here to do that?
Right.
Y'all here to really be it? Like if you really need to do that. Then you in the wrong profession, bitch. You need to go be in a call center or something. Bitch. Talk to somebody because you want to talk to people.
Yeah.
Bitch, you need to be a CNA. Cause you want to sit with people and you want to talk to them. And most of them be older anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And having Hattie, whoever his wife is cheating.
I feel like it could be hit or miss because it might be a nigga be like, okay, she cool this time. When I come back around, I got her. I'm trying to feel it out of some fuck shit. Like,
is you gonna tip that first time?
Some niggas might not. You talking to me? Okay, I feel your energy. I feel your vibe. Next time I'm in a bit, is all that for you?
Well, yeah, that's a lot of hoes miss their blessings by that too. Mm-hmm. And if I was a stripper, I would too.
Yeah.
Because if I came and we talking, and you don't tip me now, and you think I'm for the put my emphasis on trying to talk to you, no. Oh, hell no, that's Mr. Whatchamacallit, man. He ain't tipped me last time.
I think.
But look, but I know what you, but this the twist of turn. He come back with money. You dissed him.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna find the bitch you beefing with.
Oh, you really? Whole bag.
Exactly. Oh, exactly.
Now you mad at him and the bitch.
Exactly. He was just all up in my face and shit. Like, and now you want to tell that bitch, but you ain't talking to niggas say time, bitch.
Bad.
Customer service.
Man. Hoes don't got that.
Yeah.
Hoes don't got no type of customer service.
Nah.
Sorry. Don't say hoes. Scrippers ain't got no type of. Yeah. Ain't got no type of customer service.
Nah, but I mean, and it's regional too. It depends where you at. You at Magic City? You don't need customer service.
What?
Magic City? You know where you at. If you at a certain club, know if you need customer service. If you in a little bullshit and what zone 6 or something, or feel me? I'm about to say something here, but know where you at. Know your crowd and shit.
Yeah.
It like. You in somewhere it ain't always popping. Let me be more impressionable, niggas, cause he might come back out with me tomorrow or with a paycheck. He might been filling the shit out. Who the fuck knows? Who knows? Or you in a popping strip club, it doesn't matter because everybody got money and somebody gonna fuck with me. Know where you at so you can figure it out. Don't just be like, oh, I look good. You not the only person who look good. Like, what the fuck? A billion people out here.
No, for real. They all think they.
Nah, if you think you look good, somebody look better.
There's always gonna be somebody that look better.
Exactly. So humble yourself, please.
Or work on your craft.
There we go. That
I think just working your craft.
That's what I meant.
I'd rather just be better so I could crush my opponent.
Yeah. That what I meant. It just was worded wrong.
Yeah, just get
no,
better.
No. It wasn't worded wrong because you can still do that too.
That's a part of being humble. Saying, you know, I need to go get in the lab, figure this out, get better, come back better tomorrow.
What is my fault? What can I sharpen my sword for? You feel me?
A lot of people are just not in tune to sharpening their tools.
People are not in tune with themselves. A lot of people won't work on themselves. A lot of people, it might sound horrible, but especially women, like, they won't look themselves in the mirror and face their faults head on, I feel.
All right, now we're getting into something now.
It like a nigga like someone say something like shit.
That's a lot to say, but you can't say that about just. You know,
I
don't. Women.
How many women gonna admit they? Wait. Let me say this: cause admitting yourself, or for them to see themselves in the mirror. Y'all know a lot of women. Y'all done dealt with a lot of women. How many ever admitted when they were wrong?
Well, I know a lot of people that don't admit when they're wrong. A lot of people be stagnant in life because they can't look in the mirror and do what you're saying.
Nah. That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to save these hoes. I wasn't
Captain, say it before. Captain.
Fucking cake right
Captain.
Now.
Captain.
Hey.
Because, nah, because, like, you can't just say it's only women. It's a lot of people just in general that don't be
it's a lot
on
of
their P's and Q's like that.
That's a lot of people that don't accept responsibility.
Holding themselves accountable so they can better themselves in whatever craft or profession they in. So, you're right.
Okay. I mean, I guess it depends on what situation you're in. Cause a lot of shit you want to be right on. When you know you dead ass wrong.
Yeah.
You feel me? So you're going to stand by it because there's some truth to it. But then again, you're wrong.
At the end of the day, it's probably wrong.
You're wrong as fuck.
But in terms of women doing that, though, it's probably a small percentage that don't. But that's, like I said, that's with anything.
Man, I don't think women understand how much scrutiny men go through. So when we can't
start there because women go through more. Women do go through more scrutiny to a certain level.
Women, nah. Not as much as a man, because we deal with a lot.
It's indifferent. We deal with a lot. They do too.
Man, nah.
It's about even.
Nah.
I think the only difference is when we go out of society, it's the scrutiny we deal with really be like life or death type shit. Like,
let me tell you how it's all on the man, right? When you go to a restaurant, right, and you with a girl, who they automatically hand the bill to? Or what side of the table they hand it to? Your side. Because they automatically expect. But your girl probably here to pay for you. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. But society has it to where the man. It's just us. We're going to be. And I use that just.
That's not just scrutiny towards the man. No, that's scrutiny towards the woman, too. Because they're assuming, well. She can't be the one paying. It's got to be him.
Nah. See, that's the thing, though. I ain't never dated no woman who couldn't do nothing for me.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. Like, everybody, like, that crazy ass girl over there, like, we do shit for each other, yeah. But, she look out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On all type of levels. You can't, I ain't with that 50-50. Like, I'm with 50-50. I'm with, but I'm against the women who go against the 50-50. Because at the same time, it's
The one who want, I want to do less, so I do what?
Like, only... he has to do more.
I say
60-40, all that crazy.
I always say something about the have tos, the ones that who be like, oh, this nigga gotta pay all the bills and shit. Mm-hmm. Then don't expect you be my only female. Like, if you expect this shit, then you, I'm gonna fuck with somebody else. I'm gonna fuck with GB main whatever, but I'm gonna fuck with somebody else.
No, nah, they gonna love you for whatever they love you for, but they're gonna fuck with somebody else if you cannot.
If you can't.
The ones who are the have tos for.
Like, bro, it's like if a big got five things that they looking for, but you have to fulfill at least 3 to 4. Mm-hmm. You can't just have one.
No, they're gonna find somebody that got five and four.
You can work to that, bro.
You can work on your own time.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with her.
You already wasted my time being in my space.
How many times we don't waste a female lives?
How many time wasted my motherfucking life?
What? Man, it's me. We're individuals. We ain't got time to worry about other people.
That's a fact.
But if I'm in a relationship with you, I'm going to have that mentality to.
It's a nigga better than you.
You know how many? All right. So you're not going to fuck? You're not going to want to fuck?
Of course. Of course you're
going to fuck. Putting your time, your conversations, your efforts, your game, uh-huh, your thought process, and trying to win a female over.
Yeah.
What do I got to do with her?
You're going to want to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you want to do. But if you don't fit what she wants you to fit into, then you just don't fit. You got to work on yourself.
How many females ain't fitting your boat? Nigga, you a popping DJ. And you like, shit, she trying to fuck me, but she don't fit in my motherfucking boat. I ain't going to fuck with that bitch.
But that's vice versa. She probably not fit in mine either.
That's okay if you be like, nah, you don't fit, and they cut her off.
It's
for
okay,
that.
But nobody
just cut them off.
Nobody. Nobody owes anybody.
I don't know you like that.
Nobody owes.
No matter how much time I done spent with you at dinner, at a fucking bowling alley, whatever, around your family, I don't know you for real.
True.
And that was that more reason you. She don't owe you shit.
Bitch, everybody has I ain't gonna say everybody. You might not do it, but it's a facade.
Okay. Everything
in the beginning,
yeah,
may not be on the end because probably skeletons out there already know about you.
Yeah,
they know about you, but it's a facade. Especially in the beginning, because I'm not gonna put all my. You're not when you first start dating a bit. When you first get to know them, you might not even get the number, but you'll get the Instagram.
Okay. Yeah,
why is that? Just give me the number, because eventually we're gonna get there anyway. But people have reservations about people. People are scared. People this bitch might be crazy.
Yeah.
But I could put on this mask and pretend I'm not what you think.
That's true.
But I really am. And I'm really for the fuck your life up.
That's why you ain't got time to be trying to figure out, is this person going to fit in this box or not? If they don't fit, I ain't got time to figure out nothing else. You don't fit, you out.
Also, it don't matter. You.
So basically, one red flag is fuck it.
Why not? But
you
even
ain't ever get no pussy. No, so you gotta fall through sometime.
Okay, as
gotta fuck the wrong bitch.
Hold on, let me get the nigga answer. Nigga answer is yes, a nigga's gonna go with some red flags to get some pussy. But the nigga know he got no business doing this. But wait, you can't tell me you got pussy. He's like, I know I got no business doing this.
All the time.
Exactly.
I have a story.
Bitch, I ain't no saint.
I had a crazy story. A girl was doing the most. I was like, fuck, I'm still risk it all.
Exactly. That's the nigga.
Yeah, yeah. I like, shit. I just met her. She's trying to fight me for no reason. We still fight later. I like, damn, bitch, you violent, but fuck it.
But it's nothing wrong with a woman saying, okay, this is the red flag.
I like getting beat up.
That's another story.
I like getting stabbed.
That's toxic. Yeah. That's very toxic. Y'all need some help. Y'all need some help. No, yeah. Go to therapy.
They bomb me out of jail. Be ready to whoop my ass. We fighting in the police parking lot.
I'm bullshit.
But going, you funny. But going back, what I say. So like, you made me lose my train of thought. But like,
y'all wanted to buy Duce.
I like Duce. Y'all done fucked it up. I forgot my train of thought.
No, it's gonna come back.
Yeah, but no, that's a little too toxic. But as men, sometimes we'll go through them red flags and still fuck with a bitch just because we feel like doing that. It's okay for anybody, woman or man, to be like, you know, just reflect, I'm going to exit the situation. Like, yeah. There's nothing wrong with them doing it. They ain't got to stick around and figure out who this person is, what they got going. Don't matter.
Damn, Lori.
They don't fit.
Lori Harvey.
And she's still getting niggas.
Lori Harvey.
She's still a bad bitch. Yeah, so women are going to get niggas.
She's going to be ran the fuck through, though.
Life. A nigga's going to wife her. It don't matter. Somebody's going to wife her. She probably got a great personality.
Listen, I want pussy that I know ain't been ran through.
That's
public ran through pussy. It's public records that she. You think these niggas ain't hitting?
No, they aren't.
Exactly.
Somebody's going to wife her.
It's a test run.
Somebody's going to wife her.
No, it's not about. You don't think these niggas been trying to do that? She's leaving. She's leaving.
It's her choice, yes.
Yeah, that's the problem with women, though.
Niggas do it too.
What?
Niggas do it too.
What? It's too much of their world.
No.
You can't do me like that.
No. Yeah, you are way off on that one. She don't fuck with them. If them niggas is goofy, she don't fuck with them no more. She need to leave to the next nigga.
Future is goofy.
She left his goofy ass.
So, man, think about it. I don't know how many kids you got. Think about this. How many kids you got, first of all? I don't want to talk shit. They come about talking shit. That's a lie.
I got 9.
Yeah, that's a lie. Think of a woman who...
Oh, wait.
I'm about to say, think... 10. Think who...
Damn. Nigga. He counted real fast. I said... 10.
Oh shit. Excuse what I'm about to say, but it's just G Street. So think about a woman like,
I always love football, so I gotta have that number.
You're gonna give it some more. So think about Lori Harvey. She probably, she lit dog shotty, whatever. Yeah, I'ma fuck with a nigga with 10 kids and shit. But maybe
that shit ain't easy, boy. You gotta balance. Boy, you can't, cause you're not gonna be in all of their lives like morally.
Yeah.
For sure.
But financially you could hit pop up.
Yeah.
But
Lori, if you ain't get,
just gonna think you dead.
Yeah.
But you ain't get Lori. You that was crazy.
Where is daddy?
That was crazy.
Oh, I had a bitch drop my kids off to the strip club to Sugar D's. I had a bitch drop my kids off to the strip club, and I'm like, bro, I'm coming to get them. Soon I get off. Yeah. Just so happened that I didn't get off at the time I was supposed to.
She like, bro, fuck.
I had one child still in the car seat. And the other one standing by the car seat.
And security just watching.
Security is, bruh. Hey, look, bro. I don't know what you and your baby mama got. But she just dropped your baby off by the car, bro. I wanted to kill this whole thing. I wanted to kill her. Bro. I don't care what type of list you trying to make me.
Yeah, like, don't be goofy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Stupid, yeah. That was like, horrible.
Bitch, I want you to go down right now.
Yeah, like, that was a horrible decision.
I could call people on
her
ass.
Yeah, that was a horrible decision on her part.
Like,
yeah, that was horrible decision. But, like, imagine Lori Harvey, right? She lit popping, ain't got no kid.
One time for that big mama, though, because she's a teacher, too. Retarded bitch. Teaching our kids. The fuck wrong with her? And she used to work for DCO, so if I would have called her, she probably would have caught that bit first. Hey, look, they trying to call on you, girl. Like, I know how that shit work, bro. Oh, keep going. I keep cutting you off.
Nah, you funny as fuck. You funny as fuck.
I keep cutting you off, my bro. It's just you and these fucking Duce bottles, bro. I told you. Hey, you got Jordanitos. I must got some Mexicans coming in. Y'all think I'm going to work, bitch? I'm going to be right here. So we say, let go, all of us.
So look. So imagine Lori. You funny as fuck. Imagine Lori Harvey, whatever. Yeah, fucking with Future. He lit dog show. He got money and shit. But, like, she ain't got no kids. Yeah, I'm going to fuck with you for a minute, but I'm going to fuck with a nigga and settle down with a nigga with no kids. Like, it's either I ain't got shit about a baby mama. So, Lori Harvey, fine the fuck. These hoes trying to fight me just on GP. Like, bitch, why you trying to fight me? Bitch, like, I ain't do shit. Your nigga chose me.
When you get to a certain age, though, and you having these conversations about picking your partner, it's so easy to just keep everything out on the table. And that's probably what she was doing. She probably letting these niggas know, like, look, we're just dating casually. Like, if I'm comfortable with you, shit can happen. Yeah. But soon that one red flag, or just, this is not what I want. Yeah, she was gone. Feel like you should.
And you got to factor in.
That's time that you're wasting in somebody.
That's a fact. But you got to remember, she's younger than these dudes.
Yeah. Future 45. She 26.
She's like 25, 26.
Now, that pussy going to be older than all of them combined.
That's maybe so, but she's in that age where she like.
A lot of young women, we all know it. They don't factor that part in. If I'm lit, I'm lit. I'm going to figure it out later. Might get too late to figure it out, but
I don't want you to be publicly lit. Like you're young, right? But you're celebrities, bro. These are celebrities. Mm-hmm. And you got paparazzis following all y'all. Mm-hmm. You're putting y'all situations out.
You don't think it's going to be young celebrities? Because you only fucking with the older celebrities. A young nigga that's going to be like, they're going to wait in there for 10 years.
Exactly.
You don't think your wife is going to get a chance?
Or a nigga who ain't probably seen Nicki Minaj got a husband.
But look, I want to say no, right? But then look at Rihanna and fucking...
That's what I'm saying.
ASAP.
Like,
what? ASAP?
Yeah.
Like, ain't he younger than her?
They same age.
Same age, yeah.
Oh, no. No, I'm not looking at
No.
Something else.
It was Blac Chyna and one of them other niggas at one point. This years ago. But
Kardashian son?
What?
I mean, she was Kardashian brother.
I think they got married.
So she was with a bunch of niggas, but she was with one of them little young rapper niggas a few years ago. Like, no matter what... Somebody's gonna fuck with them. For how long, I don't know. But women, if you look good, you'll always get a nigga. When you keep a nigga, different story. But you'll always get a nigga.
Bro, you know what I learned? That pussy is not yours.
Of course. And
pussy is not yours. And when you learn and accept that, you're gonna be easy. It won't be no domestic violence. It won't be a lot of dumb shit. Yeah, when you accept that pussy is not yours.
It's somebody's turn. Like, yeah, you gotta keep feeling. It's hard to.
Not even somebody's turn. A woman and her vulnerability, mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about.
Vulnerability.
States. And like her going through certain.
Emotions.
Hey, don't edit. Don't take that out.
No, you good. Yeah, no, this shit. You
been. I like when I stutter. but for real though, niggas gonna come in, like, especially when they're mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
And they have friends, or they have niggas that's around, and you're in the vulnerable state. Mm-hmm. You got niggas that's gonna come through, and might for that time where they don't want to be around you, where they hate your guts, it might happen.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's part of life, though.
Yeah, it's gonna happen for sure.
And that's what I want people to understand. That's part of life, because like growing up is like. Like, you get detached easy. Yeah. And that detachment might be for this day. And I might like you again tomorrow. Yeah. But it's because you're bringing something to the table that I like. Yeah. But then you still have another problem with you that I don't like that makes me, disbarred from you.
Yeah.
Might not be for days, it could be for a few hours, whatever.
But, yeah, day, few hours. Right. Like, I say it all the time. Like, I be dealing with women and shit. Like, I like them a lot of shit, but it's something I don't like, so I ain't finna wife you. But we really click tight. Like, so I'm gonna fuck with you for a long time until you stop fucking with me.
Whether it's a day, hours, minutes, seconds, whose decision is it? Is it the man's decision or is it the woman's?
To stick around? I'll be cutting hoes off pretty quickly. I don't know. But it's.
Do you have a double back?
Maybe try.
I thought you were going to say. I'm going
yeah.
I'm going to make a choice because I'm for sure
going to. Yeah, I love doubling back. Maybe.
I'm a double back.
I said that before too. I like doubling back.
Like, it's a guarantee.
Me too. Niggas, and let's let's get this under the table. Like, women think, oh, I'm always getting my nigga back. Like, no, like. Nigga just like fucking like just don't think cause nigga come back you fire like that. Nigga just like
no, some of them fire like that.
Not everyone.
All right, so saying that, right? Who you think fuck the most, niggas or girls?
Girls.
A lot more women.
So who? I mean, yeah, women are secretive. Like
women.
They
just too secretive.
Yes.
Just cause you don't know about it. They fuck more.
No. They got a potential to fuck more.
I don't think so. They have the baby potential, but
some use that potential.
That's a fact.
Some use that. You some use that potential.
You finna look it up?
Nah.
That's times where I mean, dudes be trying to be with a different woman every chance they get. Any chance they get, they want to be with a different woman. Women don't be like that. Like every chance they get, oh, I need some pussy. They don't be like that.
They don't tell you that.
They don't be. They might be horny. But they gonna hit up who they already fucking with.
No, I think men is gonna hit up who they're already.
Men will, but say she don't answer.
Women's gonna fuck with whoever is benefiting them at that time.
True, but a lot of niggas don't be having no benefits. So that's what women have to deliver. Niggas don't bring shit to the table.
Niggas don't need shit.
You gotta bring
something
to the table, huh?
Yeah, sometimes it's a lot of niggas who ain't shit.
Yeah, just reality.
Yeah, like some niggas ain't shit. Everybody can't.
Nigga, you can be a nigga that shit and still don't bring nothing to the table.
Yeah, like and then we are going back to the thing. Like a nigga might be 3 out of 5 and shit. And what a woman want. She gonna shoot a 5 out of 5, but a 3 out of 5, he's gonna wife up. 5 out of 5, I'm 5 out of 5. I got options. You ain't gonna be my only bitch. Women don't, everybody don't always think that part, so.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so this nigga who's 3 out of 5 gonna bring more to the table than 5 out of 5. He just like 5 out of 5 because he's 5 out of 5.
All right, they say men have sex more than women.
Yeah, I think that's not even close.
I don't see
women be, how are they gonna know? Women, women be lying.
But I'm a nut and can't nut at 430 minutes.
It's 7 days in a week. And it's been,
they can get their whole cramp forever. No,
it's 7 days in a week. And it's been hella weeks where I can guarantee y'all hit more than 3 women in a week. For hella weeks. There's not many women that's going to be like, it's been 52 weeks where I hit more than 3 niggas in a week.
You know how hard
we know so. We all know so.
You know a handful of
Do
men.
You know how hard it is for men?
It's harder than women.
What?
It's harder than women.
They could be like, saying. They could be like, what you doing? What you
no,
like,
you oh, right. You right. It's only.
It's easy for women. What I'm saying is,
how many are going to be truthful about what the fuck going on?
Truthful. They still have less sex than men. niggas is having sex just cause. They don't matter if the bitch can be ugly. She can do nothing for this nigga. It don't matter. They gonna still hit the bitch. Not the same for women. But you gotta bring something to the table. Bring something.
I know.
Anything. Can I get something? Can we get a drink? Get some food? Something? Get anything? We can't get nothing, and we probably can't do it.
Men, weird.
It don't matter.
You some women gonna fuck a nigga just cause they drunk, too. They're like, yeah, like, you feel me?
You right.
Yeah.
Men do the same, though.
Okay.
You not hitting
You ain't never, ever in your life, no, ever no. in your life.
But listen, I'm hitting hoes that I would never ever thought I would hit.
That's my point.
Because she's drunk.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be ones you wouldn't even talk
but
to.
But I don't count that.
Oh, see, okay.
You can't count okay. that.
You can count.
Because soon it been sober up. What happened last night?
No facts.
You stupid bitch.
Yeah.
What happened last night? You know what?
Fucking you happened. Funny as fuck.
No, but the one thing we can all agree
this on. This is the most important part about it.
And that's the fact that black men don't cheat.
Facts.
We appreciate you, DJ Kush, for coming through today.
You already know.
Wholesome Podcast, Palm Beach. What's up?
Exactly.